Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today we have another episode of our segment, Investing Shorts. And I'm so happy to welcome back Geetha Faust to the show. Geetha, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Sujata.
Absolutely. Well, for those of you who haven't heard Geetha's episode yet, she is the owner of Fast Track Consulting, a QuickBooks solution provider, and is just the expert on, you know, what it means to have a fractional CFO for your real estate business and bookkeeping and how that can inform your goals, et cetera, going forward. So definitely go back and check all that out. Today, we're going to focus on one habit that has contributed to your continued growth and success. So please share.
Hey, that's a good question, right? Many have asked me, and I always keep on changing because there are so many habits that are pertaining to bring me to a point where I am today. The one biggest habit was basically not a habit. It's just the inner self that wants to learn more, hungry for knowledge, right? So anything that came in real estate, I had to read up, right? And being in the industry, you have to keep up with even the tax laws. Even though we do not file tax returns, we still have to keep up with the laws because then we can accurately see them on the financials. That is the profit and loss and the balance sheet, and do other 300 or 200 formulas we have for the real estate companies to analyze their money, right?
Yeah.
So it's being consistent, keeping on your toes every day to learn something. And the hunger that you have within yourself needs to be lit every day. You cannot put that fire out. And I think that has brought me to a space right now that I can say happily that, yes, you know, I have helped thousands and thousands of investors and real estate professionals, brokers as well, to get where they are. And with managing their money, you know, and know where their money goes. The other thing is, if you are the DIY kind of a person, do the thing that you hate the most first thing in the morning.
such good advice.
So you get it out of the way, right? So I like to write, but that is one thing I hate to do because it takes so much time. So, you know, as I started writing a little bit, you know, and made it a habit, the first thing in the morning, it got easier and easier. Things that used to take me 1 hour, 2 hours, now takes me half an hour to do. You know, I still have to master it still, but that's another habit. You know, it's do the thing that you hate the first thing in the morning, you know, and if you're looking at, hey, I'm not making money, that's not going to bring me money, but that is going to bring you money and your health back, because that gives you peace of mind and does not give you stress if you're done with it.
Yeah.
So, and then you can enjoy more time with family and friends at the end of the day. You know, delegate what you cannot do or you don't like.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? And do what you're good at. So if you're good at closing deals, then close the deals. Let everybody else handle the rest. Even if you're a new investor and you're just starting out, that investment you make in outsourcing is the best investment and money you spend.
For sure. Yeah. I know it's such an interesting question. There's the one that you just brought up about outsourcing, what you, because, you know, when you're starting out, you know, it feels like money is tight and you want to retain more of your profits or whatnot. But then if you start to think like, well, if this is what I'm really good at and I can replicate that, you know, 10, 20 times a year or whatever it is. And then you start to see, well, this is where my numbers could really go. you know, if I just focus on what I'm actually good at and, you know, not afraid to hire people who can really help you get to the point where you are doing what you're doing. It's an interesting question that I'm sure every entrepreneur has to contemplate at some point.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
That's true. And the other thing is, if you look at it, if you have five properties, mm-hmm. right, and they're cash flowing, mm-hmm. right? So think about it. If you get somebody experienced to help you out, that one property cash flow, you may not have, but you still have your equity. Mm-hmm. By paying for the overhead expenses, outsourcing your work, delegating it out, right? Or hiring somebody in-house. Doesn't matter, right? Either way, delegating is the main thing. You're still cash flowing on those four properties because the time you spend that you would have spent on doing the work, if you could find and close more properties, there you already made more money.
Yeah, for sure.
You've grown your equity. And you have positive cash flow.
Yeah.
At the same time. Right? Totally. Yeah. So think about it that way. So what would you do with that time? And what is your time worth?
Yeah.
You know, if I say, you know, my time, I have so many properties. If I go and unscrew that light of bulb, I'm putting my value at $500 an hour. Mm-hmm. Is it worth it spending that 10 minutes to change that bulb just because you can do it? Or paying somebody $25, $30, $40, $50 an hour to do it. If you find somebody, even $50, we're putting highballing it, right? So $50, right? You're pricing yourself at $500. You already made $450 that you wouldn't have had.
Yeah.
You know, so think about where is your time valuable? What can you do with your time that makes money for you?
Absolutely.
And in real estate, it's all about passive, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So why not?
Yes, absolutely. Well, there's a lot of excellent tidbits in there. Just to review some of them, you know, make sure to focus on what you do well, to outsource what you don't do well so that you can really grow and flourish. It's an interesting question, I think, as you know, ascend your growth curve as an entrepreneur. And then, you know, do what you don't like first thing and be consistent about learning. And yeah, was there anything else that we touched on?
No, I think we got it. I think that's more than enough for 1 month.
Totally. Well, thank you so much, Geetha, for sharing your wisdom and experience. And definitely everybody go ahead and check out Geetha's other episode when it comes out. And Geetha, please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and your firm and what you're working on.
So this is something that I didn't mention earlier, was I have DIY courses and it's for QuickBooks Online, QuickBooks Desktop, for all segmentation of the real estate industries. And now we are starting to create videos and have a video course instead of a book that you sit and read it. We would have to mail it. It would take a couple of days. So now we are up to creating those video courses to educate real estate investors in accounting, bookkeeping, and understanding where their money is and how to manage them as well.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay. Well, that's awesome. And how can they access those?
They can go to realestateaccounting.com.
Okay, great. Realestateaccounting.com. Love it. Sounds like a site I need to visit. Thanks so much, Geetha. Hope you guys check out her stuff and really appreciated your insights today. And we'll see you next time.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction.
Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.